everybody, and welcome to Street Fight Radio, your two-time a week fight in the streets, out there, above it all, attempting to talk about things that aren't happening on other channels, or at least discussing the news in a way that isn't completely a lie or propaganda. So we do that every single week, Thursdays at 8 p.m. on WCRS in Columbus, Ohio, where we get to, you know, address the whole Columbus area. Right now, though, we can do whatever we want because it's off air. It comes exclusively through iTunes or Stitcher Radio, or even just from our website, streetfightradio.com. You can hear the show we do two times a week, sometimes three times a week, and we'll work on making it three times a week as we move forward, but that's in the future. Tonight, it's just regular old street fight, whatever we want to do, really. So we ate our peas. Like, there's nothing to worry about.
No, I feel like I got all the election stuff out of me. Which, by the way, like, if anybody tells you they're not, like, I'm paying attention. The next time I say I'm going to stop paying attention to it, just know that I'm lying. Because I'm going to always, I'm fascinated, okay? And I know that that's anti anything I've ever been before, but like, I kind of like watching this. This is entertaining to me. This is like, I mean, like, it's like a RoboCop type of thing. You know, it's more entertaining than I thought it would be. It's more vulgar.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's maybe a way to put it. I am still, I'm had a day to grapple with it. And for me, I just think we are moving towards something, and if you thought there was going to be a radical change through the ballot box, I mean, it didn't work. Of course, I don't think everyone should give up and lose hope on changing things. Like, still do what you can do, but you can't care. You can't care. You cared too much when you thought some one person was going to jump in there and save American politics, you know, for everybody. And you know, to get the type of representation, to get the type of ideas that we want to see, it's not going to involve that. You know, as people get more riled up now, if Hillary Clinton seals a victory, then they're going to continue to stay riled up, as I said. And Trump is going to just accelerate things even more if that happens. But it's going to happen, and it's not really because I'm not voting. It's not because Brian and I don't want to vote. You know, it's because enough people are supporting Trump. Enough people are supporting Clinton. Like, those are the problem people. Not anyone else but those people are the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally, yeah. That, I'm not going to vote. Like, I already made my mind up about that a while ago. So this election is really, I mean, it's basically like watching TV. If you're not going to vote, the whole thing just kind of feels like you're on the, I feel so outside of, and I care enough, but I don't feel attached to it, you know, because I don't have a dog in the fight, I guess.
And the thing, and the other part about it is that if people are going to start yelling at me as if I'm the one that closed a Planned Parenthood because I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton, well, who do I answer to in the Middle East, or who do I answer to in Libya about voting for a Hillary Clinton? Like, when do I have to shut off? I have to shut off concern for those people because they're not Americans. Like, that's what you're doing a Hillary Clinton thing there, where you're saying
what
that
people
are, you're putting
people in
over.
Prison.
Yeah, or people in prison. Yeah, you're building the hierarchy. I don't buy into that stuff. Like, I'm looking out for all of us. And so that's what I go based upon. And you're allowed to do what you want. I never thought that Bernie Sanders was going to slam dunk in a brand new Age of Aquarius. And that was just not even reasonable. And so, you know, it's going to march on, and we are subject to it, and, you know, just accept it for what it is. That's where we're at now, is like, this is the path we're on. It can't, you know, like you even said, we know what we get with Hillary Clinton. It's going to be more of the same Barack Obama stuff. It's just, so that world is already, we've seen this Trump world is who knows what it could be. But, like, it's we didn't vote for a dictator. There's still all kinds of other horrible people that are cynical and acting in their self-interest, including people that make up, you know, the party that supposedly he represents. The Republicans are already having some weird freak out over it. So
That's one thing. Like, if there's one thing, it's like they're just discovering that, like, they've been courting Lonnies for, like, 30 years. You know what I mean? Like, so all these, like, erudite Republicans, like guys that wear ties to work and stuff like that, are just now being like, oh, man, maybe some of that, you know, maybe some of that stuff we shouldn't have been throwing out there. Maybe we were sending signals to the wrong people.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened. This switched too much. I saw actually a Kasich sign today. And I just imagine Kasich voters have to be just completely turned off. They feel like
I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah, what are they going to do, man? Like, a Kasich voter cannot like Donald Trump. I don't think.
No, he's vulgar. Possibility. He's completely out of the league for the mild-mannered type Kasich fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is vulgar, though. He is a vulgar guy. Like I said, I am, too. That's the problem. I see so much of myself in Donald Trump. Like, not the racism stuff, but, like, when he gets frustrated and he's just like, oh, shut up, you're fucking pathetic. Or something like that. Like, somebody makes him mad. Like, those defense mechanisms that he has, like, I have the same thing. I can, you know. This is going to take a toll on him. Do you think? Like, I don't think he's having fun, you know, anymore.
Yeah, it's only going to ramp up. And it is, I mean, it's really, I understand that there are people that are rising up that are emboldened by him being around. You know, like, he may not be as much of a Hitler as people are making him out to be, but there are lots of people that are seeing this as like a chance for them to stand up, you know, but like they were there, they're going to be there all along. I mean, they're still going to be there if Hillary Clinton wins, you know, like there was just as many white men doing violence as during Obama's. Like, is it going to be more during Trump? How could it be? It was like once a month during Obama, white guys were shooting up shit, you know, like I don't see how it could be. I don't know how much it will get ramped up.
Yeah, I don't either, man. I have no idea. I mean, they seem scared a lot of times, you know. When the Klan marches, they usually have the cops there to protect them the whole time. Which, that's the weirdest thing about them, is they always get somebody to defend them while they stand on the Capitol steps and yell racist stuff.
It's a new world that's crashing upon us, and I mean, this is what it's been the whole time. So I don't think I never had enough faith in. I guess whenever I spout all this stuff, I never was secretly believing that it's going to be turned around and that it's all going to be like just a bunch of paperwork, and all of a sudden America's going to be fixed. Not to say that I don't want to be bleak or cautionary, say like we're going to be in a civil war, but you know, radical change. That people want doesn't normally come without scuffles and things. Like, it's never a matter of just going and voting to make the world completely different.
Yeah, I can't vote. I mean, I'm waiting for the summer. Like, it's so hard to tell how people feel during the winter, but once people start getting out and being around each other, that's when these things get real contentious. And that's what we got to see what's going on. You know, that's like, I feel like there's a lot of overreaction right now. And I don't know if tons of people are engaged. I mean, is there usually big turnouts for primaries anyway? You know?
I don't know. I really don't care.
Yeah, like, I never would have voted in a primary. Like, I didn't. I think I did vote for Ron Paul in a primary once. I've admitted that.
So you did your part. You tried your part.
I did try my part. Yeah, I voted for Ron Paul once, you know. You know, I've been people have been talking about this. People on Twitter have been talking about this conservative, like, personality named Mark D. Williamson, Brett.
I don't know him.
Yeah. Well, he has a goatee. He has like a black goatee and a bald head. And,
okay.
And a bald head. And he got me thinking about Anton LaVey. And I... So I've been spending a lot of time with Satan lately. I've been checking out satanic stuff lately.
Well, what's the scene of Satanism nowadays then?
I don't know. I don't think there's an Anton LaVey. Like, somebody out there, I need help. But, like, is there, like, another new Satan person? Because Brett and I would do. We would be the Satan people. If the Church of Satan needs spokespeople, please feel free to contact us at streetfightradio.com.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was in such dire problems. I've heard lots of great things about demoralization and the devil from Christian people. I thought the devil's word was working pretty well right now.
Well, think about it, man. People used to be really afraid of Satan. Back when I was a kid, like, if you said you worship Satan, if you said you were satanic, people wouldn't just laugh at you. And that's the real, that's the problem with Satanism. It's like, now if you go to a party, instead of you saying like, oh yeah, you know, I'm with the Church of Satan, they just look at you like you said, like the flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah, but I mean, I get, you know, I don't know, I don't think we can bring Satan back to the millennials. I don't think the younger kids than us are going to be interested in Satan. Like, that's their dad's thing. That was like a 70s thing.
That's true. That might be true. That might be true. But I like the pictures, though. He had, like, really great pictures, too.
Yeah.
Like, the guy would take pictures with snakes and shit like that.
I mean, it's just the world is so, like, broken apart now. There really isn't a place to gather, like, wayward youth. You can't really trick them with a gimmick. They all kind of have their own little niche worlds to belong to.
That's true. That is true. I mean, hoverboards, though. Like, the youth, like, really bought into the hoverboards gimmick. They all love those things.
Yeah, but that's a fad, like a product fad. It's not really, they aren't selling a hoverboard lifestyle. It doesn't come with, like, a new religion where you feel like you're floating above everybody.
There's kind of a hoverboard lifestyle, right? Like, I see
swaggy. It's swaggy as hell.
Yeah.
All hold everything expensive as hell.
Yeah, people on hoverboards usually look cool to me. Every time. I'm like, well, okay. All right. I mean, the other thing I like about hoverboards is how mad people get when you call them hoverboards. They're like, it's not even a hoverboard.
Yeah, it's a good, it's really easy way to get people riled up. I agree.
Yeah. Parents hate it. Parents hate hoverboards. Here's one weird thing that parents hate.
Guess what? It's hoverboards. They're break-in and they're dangerous. The kids have to sign a waiver before they let their friends ride it.
They light on fire. Like, that was the first big threat with them. It was like, yeah, this thing might light on fire. Did you see, I saw a video last week on the news. This guy's fucking e-cigarette lit on fire in his pocket.
Yeah, it would turn into a fireball. I worry about that. I really do. Sometimes when I'm hitting my vape and it's plugged into the wall or something, I think about the battery bursting in my face all the time. And that's not something I have to worry about with, like, a lighter.
Oh, man. You're right. I don't like, really vape that much. I don't think that... Do you think that's a good possibility?
Well, you never know. The cheaper products are made terribly. Like, they are made to fail. Like, they will absolutely put a pretty shitty product out there and sell it. Like, there's no rigorous testing for a lot of that shit.
Well, yeah, I don't think they're made to fail necessarily. They're just made
carelessly
by people that don't give a shit about what they're making.
Right. They're made carelessly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really what it is. But yeah, when that guy's pocket lit on fire, it looked like a bomb went off in his pocket. I would hate that. Like, that's not a risk.
It wasn't a bomb because there was not concussion. It was more like a sparkler. It was like a really bright fire to me. It was like a candle, like a really intense fireball.
Yeah. The video is too long because the news was explaining it. I want to see just the vine of that. That's like an American. That's like a there used to be, and I actually was. I think I talked to you about this when we were at the resort. There used to be these shows called Maximum Exposure. Do you remember that show in the 90s?
Max X, is that what it was called for short?
Yes. Yeah, Max X. And I like was thinking about how that show was really just a guy with his whack. It was like America's Funniest Home Videos, but with like videos of people like actually getting hurt or dying.
That's what it was. Oh, is that what the show was? I don't remember. I just remember Max X, and it was crazier videos, right?
Yeah, it was like videos of like people getting gored at the running of the bulls, and then a guy making a joke like, "Whoa, that horn just went up that guy's ass or something." I wish I could have thought of a joke earlier, but that show, oh my god, that was like really that. Could you imagine trying to put that out on like on like NBC now? Because they used to play that show. I guess that was like a syndicated show. That was for people that didn't have cable. Because they played, like, that was what I watched it on. I didn't have cable for a lot of years.
So you just got
the shit out of the air. You know what I mean?
The only free entertainment was watching people get seriously injured in clip form.
And made fun of. That's what they put through the air, man.
You get that one for free. You want dialogue and story to find out why someone would lose their foot on a jet ski? Well, you got to pay for a show then. You got to pay for it. You know, all we're handing out is just gruesome footage.
A lighthearted take on gruesome footage.
A lighthearted take. Max X, a lighthearted take on gruesome footage.
It's... I mean, I like it. It speaks to my sensibilities for sure, but like it worries me about the rest of the world, you know? Like, man, how many people were watching this? How many people were really, because I loved it. I probably watched it until it got canceled, I would think.
Well, they do it now. I mean, the internet's just a hyperlized version of it. Hyperlized.
That's true. It's just fine.
Yeah. Now you just like flick through it, like you can watch it over and over again, and like it just loops.
And you can make the jokes with people in like the online, you know.
Yeah, you can make your own pun comment.
Yeah, yeah, watching people get broke, man. But the videos aren't as big now. I guess like a lot of them are 10 seconds long, like because that all my favorite ones are vines, like 30-second fights. And stuff like that. Like, I don't like to get over a couple of minutes.
You know what? I still watch with my wife every single week America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, a lot of people do, actually. Like, all the guys at work watch it. My old weed guy used to watch it all the fucking time. That's all he watched. His whole DVR was filled with America's Funniest Home Videos.
I was really out of it last time we were watching it and just... It is like a real peek into people's regular lives. It is like one of the most authentic things that we get on the TV into seeing other people's homes. Because they're filming they're filming some of the dumbest shit. You know, or just like when you see that, like people that whip out a camera, you see where people improvise, like when they try to pick someone up and carry them. And they didn't think about it beforehand, you know, like they were just think that they can improvise and do something like that. And they always fall. And it just makes me feel for some reason, like really attached to other human beings that they're just as bad as planning ahead. And they're too like arrogant and they think they can get away with things. And I don't know. I obviously had a very weird ride with it recently now that you bring it up. But that's how I get mine in it. Like I stopped watching. I don't watch any of the videos. All my online time. It's just like plug in my head full of weird stuff and information. If I go for one AFV a week to get all of the cute babies and animal shit, and just in one shot, just boom, 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 clips with music and Alfonso Ribeiro, and we're on our way. And it's a red, white, and blue. Then I'm done. That's perfect for me.
But my family was watching.
Maybe I could stay up, stay up and watch someone lose a fucking ear on a speedboat on Max X. You're on Max X. You just got caught losing a toe on a roller coaster.
That really was. That was the whole fucking show, man. You just racked your nuts trying to grind down a rail.
Yeah, someone. Well, there was that one show MTV put on, that one that got people seriously injured, and that's really hard to watch. Like, I try to stomach just about anything, just to like challenge myself. And those ones, I still can't watch someone hit their head too hard. Like, it just makes me get nervous as hell.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either. I don't even like it in wrestling when they do real headbutts. I'm like, don't do that. Fucking please don't do that on my behalf.
Yeah, don't. I'm not cheering for that.
I'm against that, yeah. I mean, like, really, like, if you want to see heads get, like, you should just watch movies where they blow people's heads off and shit. Because that's a little more comfortable than seeing somebody mash their head on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
Fucking it's... cigarette boats, those speed boats.
Oh,
those,
yeah.
Those fucking videos are classic as hell every time, man. Speed boats and those motorcycles. The motorcycle races where the knees touch the fucking ground. You know what I'm talking about? Those,
yeah,
wrecks.
Moto are deep, like, yeah, like the motocross or something, I think is what it's called.
No, I think motocross is something.
Oh, that's like dirt biking. That's dirt biking.
That's people with tattoos do that.
Oh, right. That's the metal militia.
People that date Pink would like do that.
Okay, but the other one is for like Europeans that wear like beetle boots and leathers and tight jeans. They have small lapels on their suits.
Yeah, I think it is a European thing. Like, I know a guy that races motorcycles, but he drag races them, which seems fucking insane to me.
Yeah, I mean, you would just think they could. Couldn't they do a robot at this point? Like, just push a button and make it go and see how fast the vehicle flies down the course?
Well, he loves being on that motorcycle.
I know, though. That's true. I want to be on it too. As soon as I said that, I'm like such a loser. Like, can I tape this controller to the top of that thing and ride it down?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like drag racing too. Like, I found myself like sometime in the mid 2000s or whatever, watching a TV show about a drag racer, like a reality show about a drag racer's life. His name was like John Force, and like, which is a fucking great name.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's pretty lucky.
But it was like around the time when they were showing like a lot of Evel Knievel's son had a TV show too. Like, everybody is like really into that stunt shit.
High octane. You know? It was a high octane time.
Yeah, and fucking when those drag racing cars go bad, it just looks like a piece of paper ripping in half. That's why when the boats go bad, that's why I'm like always like, man, it seems horrible when your boat falls apart.
When it just disintegrates.
Yes. When you see somebody in one of those fucking speed boats that like skip across the water and then all of a sudden there's no boat there anymore. You're like, shit. I don't know if that was, like, do you think that's worth it? Like, that risk? Or is that something that happens to everyone? Where they're like, oh, you know, it's going to fucking happen to everybody, you know? Like a wreck in NASCAR. Does everybody get in a wreck in NASCAR?
I don't think you can get out without having some wrecks.
I hope fucking not, man. That seems like it takes a lot of luster out of being a NASCAR driver if, like, you haven't at least had a couple of wrecks, I guess. Fucking those boats. I loved those boats growing up. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Oh, I want a speedboat so bad. Like some kind of a speedboat. But I don't even fucking live anywhere where you can really open one up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have the equivalent of a parking lot near you, like a couple lakes, basically.
I know, but like it would be so, like I do like the idea. The only time I've ever been on a speedboat, a boat with like a fast boat, you know, that you could tube off of, I was a fucking teenager. And like my friend told me we would go to Buckeye Lake and then we would hang out and there would be girls there. And then his dad would get us pizza. And then we go home at like 11 o'clock. And then we got out there and his dad was like mad the whole time.
Yeah, that's one of those. They've painted a different picture.
Yeah, he was mad the whole time. And like instead of pizza, we all ate bologna sandwiches on the boat in life vests.
I mean, it's a different, a little bit different.
There were no girls there either. And that was the only time I was on a boat. Like, that was the shittiest experience. And I feel like I could do a lot better.
Yeah, you got completely tricked.
No shit. I've never had fun on a boat in my entire life. Like, that's really one of the most formative boat experiences in my life. And then the other ones are, like, canoe. I used to go canoeing as a kid. And, like, I liked it enough. But I hated getting my shoes all wet. Like, that was a little gross. I hated that part of it.
Yeah, and of course you would never not wear shoes into the water, right?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, there's fucking rocks down there and probably crawdads.
Oh, no, not crawdads.
Crayfish. They call them crayfish in other places. Something to bite your little tootsie right off. Probably water moccasin in there.
Run away with your pinky toe.
I used to. That's funny that you bring that up now because I used to play barefoot in the street. Like there, down at the end of my street, I grew up on. The sewers would back up, and there would get to be this. Ugh. If it rained a lot, and there would get to be this big puddle, and all the neighborhood kids would go play in the fucking puddle without their shoes on.
Yeah, that's happening all over the. It's still happening. It's disgusting. It grosses me out even now. It's like makes me want to throw up. But I remember like almost swimming in like water that had backed up, and just like a storm drained water. Like, there's that spilled over.
Ugh. Oh, God. I would swim like crazy in that. So I'd get my hair wet in there.
Just don't open your eyes.
Yeah, no, I didn't open my eyes. It was brown as hell. I mean, it was like, I mean, what are you going to see if you do open your eyes? But, yeah, I'd be like, check it out, guys. I'm going underwater.
So, I can't do that to my kid. I'm not going to let my kid do that. I mean, she's going to do it without me knowing.
You fucking... My stepmom would always run out after a little while and be like, "You're gonna fucking get impetigo."
What is it?
I don't. Impetigo. It's like a disease that you can get from like if you step on, like you're gonna step on a fucking screw and get sewer water in your body.
Right. Yeah. I mean, sure. That's a legit concern. I don't want it near any. Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't want it near me.
Yeah, no thank you. No fucking thanks. That's funny, though. That was, like, really a good... So that probably still happens, right? That's still in, like, the suburbs. A bunch of kids are, like, waiting for the sewer drain.
Yeah, there's... So it rains too much, and then there's enough for them to get, like, a boat out there and kind of mess around on a raft or something, and they're getting, like you said, getting their hair wet in it.
I used to eat a lot of snow, too, man. I was a snow-eating little motherfucker.
You like to eat snow?
Oh, my God. When I was a kid, yeah, man. I'm like, check it out, guys. You can eat it. And I would just pick it up and eat snow.
You couldn't get enough of it. That's a great diet.
I even did that when I was smoking, like cigarettes. I would stop and be like, I'm going to grab a little bit of snow and eat it while I smoke this fucking, you know, this menthol or something. You
know? Yeah, if people are going to leave all this free snow cone around, I'll have it. Yeah. I'll have some.
I used to eat icicles. That's fucking gross, man. What a gross fucking kid. I was like an icicle that, like, fucking.
I used to do that. I just remembered. Yeah. run off from the house.
That is what it is. Just runoff, like water that slid down the roof of your house. Why, Dad?
It's natural. Did you let me do that? It's yeah. I mean, I think it's just kids don't care. So
we build our immune system, Brett. That's why me and you have such strong fucking immune systems. Because we ate enough icicles and swam in enough fucking sewer drain puddles. I can't, like, if you listen to the show, if you ever played in a sewer drain puddle, just let me know. Because sometimes I think about, like, I'm starting to, because last week we talked about me finding a river snake. You know what I mean? Like, a creek snake. And I'm like, man, my stories are starting to sound like people's stories from the 50s sounded to me when I was a kid. You know, like everything in my stories are like, well, we went and found a snake and then we went and did something. It sounds like a Little Rascals thing. We played in the storm drain.
Well, yeah, just now, involves things that don't happen anymore.
Like, I know.
They put up all these apartments here, there was a little bit of nature.
Yeah,
I was around the last bit of nature in these parts.
Yeah, oh yeah. I was the generation of people that helped to usher in building houses over all the parts that I had some of my formative experiences as a kid. You know, the place I got shot with a BB gun, the first place I got shot with a BB gun was out in those woods, okay?
Yeah, but then that's now a parking lot for the new Meijer.
Yeah, I was a devil worshipper in those woods, man. Like, there used to be devil. Because we had these woods by our house, and the parents were always like, don't fucking let your kids. Like, don't let your kids play in those woods because there's devil worshippers out there, and they're, doing devilish shit. And, like, when I was a teenager, I used to go out there, and we used to go find a place, and we would light a fire, and we would. You know, sit out there and fucking grab ass all night, like, you know, running through the woods and stuff like that, chasing each other around and stuff. And I was like, man, you know, because when I was a kid, other kids would do that. And I'd go back there, I'd be like, look, it's the devil worshippers. And I was like, oh shit, I took my shift as a devil worshipper. Actually, like when I was my generation's devil worshippers in the woods.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, that's just regular. There's not much else to do, though, except for be afraid. I mean, when you're out in the country like that, or out in, like, the outskirts, you just have to be afraid of devil worshippers getting to your kids.
Yeah. I like playing out in the woods. I used to like playing out in the woods. I don't know how I would be in the woods now. Like, I did go on a vacation, and I was, like, really nervous about going outside because there was a lot of nature out there. We're out in the mountains. And I was just like, oh, this is, and I haven't lived anywhere near nature ever in my life. Really. I've always lived in, like, the suburbs, and I used to go out to, like, the outskirts of Columbus, but that's not the real country. So, like, I wonder if I would do well out in the woods for like a month or something like that.
That's too much, man. Just watch the TV show. Watch the Bear Grylls show. You get all the experience without having to do it.
God, I love the Bear Grylls show. Have you ever seen Naked and Alone?
No, I don't know anything about that.
So they take two people. They'll take two people and they'll drop them off naked. They're like, you're fucking naked. You got to live here for 3 days or something, I think is what it is. And it seems terrible, really. I would not recommend it. I wouldn't want to be out in the jungle naked.
Some fucking awesome young person that Erica works with, one of her, like, intern people, after she was like, she wasn't doing anything. She just decided she wanted to do the whole Appalachian Trail. That starts in, like, Georgia and ends somewhere up near here. And so she went and did that, like, over the course of a year, like 10 or 11 months. She started in right now times, I think, when it was pretty cold. And then she went until it was almost winter. but it just was like, if just lived on a goddamn trail for months. I mean, yeah. it's set up. People have done it before you, but I was pretty jealous.
And there's shit there too. Like when you stay the night, there's places that you can stay the night that are decent. You know, it's not like roughing it every single night for a year. You get to have like these interesting experiences
the yeah, night. But yeah, I don't. No, you're fine. No, that's absolutely right. I don't know. I can't. I'm running into the same thing already, which me and you have discussed several times before, where vacations are getting planned again, and everyone's thinking, "Oh, we'll make time for the woods and wilderness and land stuff," and then it's like, "But no, everyone can only usually just end up going to some shitty beach." I'm getting roped into a beach, and it's like, I don't. How do I know how I would be in the woods? I don't know, because we never go. Like, we never take time to do that shit. It's like, we just have to go and sit around all these chowder heads and Philly cheesesteak faced people.
It stinks too, because it's like, there's so much shit. Like we keep saying, like, you know, someday I'm going to go to fucking Montana and see what's doing there. What are the people doing in Montana? But that someday is just ticking away. You're not going to go see that part of the world if, like, every opportunity you get, you go you go to the East Coast, one of these East Coast beaches, you know?
Yeah, definitely dwindles.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I like going to cities, and I would like to go to the woods, man. This is a weird thing. I feel like I would be fine out there. But then I start to think about it, and I'm like, I get a little antsy if I don't go do something every single day. You know, if I don't leave and go do something every single day. But maybe if I'm in the woods, I could convince myself that I didn't have to do something every day. You know, if part of the trip is being in a remote area, then maybe I could convince myself that, like, hey, just go with it, man.
Well, plus, I mean, if you ever go, I mean, you do shit all day long. I mean, there's tons of stuff to do. Just because there isn't, like, electricity or video games or, like, someone to serve you food, I mean, there's still all kinds of shit to get into.
Oh, I like video games, though. I wish there was video games camping.
Gotta bring that super.
Yeah. Yeah. You put your phone in a box, man, when you're out there. Like, you can't even get any signal. I don't know, man. Maybe I should go camping. Maybe this is the year. Every year during the winter, I'm like, I think this is the year I'm going to go camping. But you know what? I never go camping. I never choose to do it. And I think this might have to be the year that I make the promise and do it.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks, though, is then you start figuring it out and you're like, oh, wait, I need about $1,200 worth of stuff to make this work.
Oh, I have a lot of stuff, though. I have a tent.
You never been camping, but you have a tent?
I have a really nice tent.
Just a hand-me-down from someone that has too much stuff?
Yeah, my father-in-law gave me a really, really, really nice tent. And it's like, I've had it forever. And I'm like, man, you know, that's like one of the main hurdles to going camping, really. Like, I have a tent, and I think my kid has a sleeping bag already. But I hate sleeping in a tent, Brett. I hate it. I can't fucking stand it. I used to have to do it when I was a kid. I used to actually end up getting out of the tent and just sleeping in the car. I feel like I'm sleeping in a fucking bag when I sleep in a tent.
I mean, you pretty much are.
I don't like that feeling, though. Like, I
being you're not going to do very well then. You need to go cabining.
Yeah, I love the idea of a cabin where, like, but like with a little bit of luxury, you know, like I'm. Like, that's the thing about Donald Trump being president. Like, I understand his love for luxury. I know that. Hopefully he spreads the luxury around. Hopefully sure. There's a redistribution of luxury.
Yeah, can we make these fucking buildings nicer? Wouldn't that be crazy if he did it, if he revitalized all these blighted neighborhoods just because it looked bad? Come on, guys. Yeah. You look like shit here. Give them their money to make their schools better.
Yeah. Man, yeah, luxury, redistribution of luxury is something that communists should be looking into, too. Like, just remember, as time has moved on, we've become very luxurious in this country. We're not rugged individualists anymore. We need a heaping amount of comfort.
Yeah, and we have it in pretty much abundance, but we're requiring everybody else to do a little dance and do all these like meaningless jobs when, you know, now is kind of the time to just relax and let the convenience take over.
Convenience.
Letting people not do all, like, just stop doing all of the jobs, keeping the stuff around that we really like, the technology and the entertainment, but, you know, the other stuff, just stop with that.
Maybe some new entertainment, though. Maybe a few more entertainment. Let's spread the fucking entertainment wealth around, you know?
Well, like, I'm saying that people like entertainment. Like, people don't like insurance claims. Like, we can just not do insurance claims, but, you know, still have things like Super Bowls.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah. People love that. I mean, I think, well, I mean, like, I'm saying, like, spread more money, pump more money into entertainment if you can to more people, though, and spread it to more people so that we can get a lot of different things that aren't just, like, the toys we grew up with.
Yeah, the same shit for decades. After decade.
I fucking like toys. I mean, I'm not mad at you if you like toys. I'm just saying, like, a few... I like action movies, and I've been going back and watching Steven Seagal movies and Sylvester Stallone movies, and I'm like, you know what, man? These movies may not be the best movies, but they're about a character that they just made up, some cynical guy made up out of nowhere, you know? we can still make up those kind of characters. That's what I want. I want... more.
But yeah, but can a made up character sell an Xbox or a soda?
That's true. Batman and Superman are selling fucking fruit roll-ups right now. They just threw all the Star Wars stuff in the dumpster and filled the store with Batman versus Superman stuff.
Well, yeah, it's just a seasonal thing. The new spring prints, everything is printed up in. Are you a Batman or are you a Superman? Now we got to choose our lunch meats. And, like, you know, we're going to pick the Batman salami or the Superman turkey. Like, are you dark or light? How do you like your DiGiorno? I mean, this is all we get forever. Those same characters.
How fucking funny is it that, like, there's going to be. Like, okay, so Easter is a pretty serious Christian holiday, right? Like, they take that one.
This is
almost like this is it's second.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean. I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
Almost second to it's second to Christmas in seriousness. It's like in their stories, Easter's a biggie, you know.
It's a major part of it. I mean, this is what separates him from all the other mortals. He died, came back to life. That's kind of important. That means he wasn't bullshitting. You know, all of that. All he wasn't just pulling a Nostradamus. He wasn't just making wild guesses. He knew some shit because he was able to beat death. Well, technically.
There's going to be Batman versus Superman Easter candy this year.
Yeah, the baskets are already there. I'm sure there's a big metal bucket that you can get filled with Joker M&Ms and shit in a fucking Batman head basket.
Man, I wish they would have to add Jesus to it because it's a Christian holiday. Like, people would be mad if you didn't add Jesus to the stuff.
Yeah, some sort of clause. Yeah, some sort of copyright clause where it defines, like, any if you talk about a medicine, you have to mention the side effects. If you talk about a holiday, you have to mention the reason for the season. It's like, Batman's here because Superman, and where the planet that Superman's from, he doesn't respect, you know, God's son coming back to Earth and dying for all of our sins.
That's true. That I fucking loved. I actually do kind of like this. I like this new requirement. And I do also think that, like, this is something that maybe we could get on Fox News with. You know, like, just be like, they're trying to take the Christ out of Easter. I think that if you're going to have a Batman versus Superman, and it's going to be Easter branded, then it should be Batman versus Superman versus Jesus. Yeah. We got ourselves a triple threat here.
Or, or like, they're fighting under the grace of God, by the grace of God is why they're fighting. Brought to you by the grace of God. It's new. Batman versus Superman, Starburst jelly beans.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. I love it. I add Jesus to all the Easter stuff. They're trying to take the Christ out of Easter, you know? And I'm
There is like a big fight over that. There, I mean, even the bunny. Are they mad about the bunny?
I got a theory about that. Because you don't get a fucking day off, dude. Who gives a shit about Easter?
Oh, it's really not worth fighting? Oh, yeah. Well, I think I mean, grandmas like it.
Yeah, because they don't fucking work, you know? People that work don't fucking give a shit about Easter.
Well, yeah, grandma's got the extra time to put a hot cross bun together.
Yeah.
Easter's, they got the time and the conviction.
Yeah, Easter's just a fucking responsibility on what has the chance to be one of the first nice weekends of the year. It's like, shit, we could be out fucking doing anything. We're doing this Easter shit.
I think that it is the second biggest day that casual Christians go. Like, this one of the, you got to make it there for the birth and the death. Right? Like, that's the deal.
I don't usually show up at Easter things anymore. Like, I don't treat it like a real fucking day.
I like it because I've added, when I lived in Texas and closer to New Orleans, I got addicted to them king cakes. You ever get those? It's done on, oh my God, it's done in January, like before to get ready for the season, Fat Tuesday and all that stuff. They make these cinnamon cakes, that cinnamon icing with sprinkles on them, and they're fucking amazing. I like to get in the Jesus season for that reason.
In the Jesus season for that reason. I most of all I identify with Easter really is them fucking Cadbury eggs, you know?
I love those. And Peeps. Yeah, you know, I fell out. I'm in true hipster fashion. I loved Peeps and Cadbury eggs. And once they made them year round, I stopped. Same with Christmas tree cakes. Once they started making them just into other holiday cakes and they had a holiday for every season, I was kind of like, not my thing. Not special. Like, I like, you can really get me to get, I'll get excited to have something once a year. But if you're just going to repackage it every single month, I don't give a shit.
That's why I don't care about Samoa, like Girl Scout Samoa cookies anymore. I'm like, fuck, they got the Keebler ones. Like, the elves are making them all year.
Fucking Aldi has them for $1.79.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, the Girl Scouts got to up their game. You got to sell some pizza. Sell me a pizza, man. I like pizza.
Dude, the Girl Scout rah-rah raisins, though, are the truth. They have the Greek yogurt in them, and those are the jam. I love those. I'm all about that action.
I don't like raisins, though, man. Fuck those things.
That's stupid.
I used to like them as a kid, though. That's what's really weird. Like, when I was little, my grandma used to give me raisins all the time, and I was like, I love these raisins. And now as I've gotten older, I'm like, I don't like them. But I think I'm starting to come to terms with them.
Yeah, only stupid people dislike them.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, absolutely it's true. Because if you don't like them, you miss out on so many things. Like, it's on a raisins. Way to... Yeah, that are attached to, like, so many other things. Like, a billion other ways that you can have them. You're missing out on all of those combinations that include raisins.
That's true. That's true. I don't get to try things that are heavy in raisins or dried fruits. That's a fucking thing I'm missing out on.
I love it. I prefer that over chocolate most time.
You should go hike that Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, I just have a handful of raisin every morning. I'm eating these.
Have your foot on a rock with a bird on your shoulder, eating a handful of raisins and nuts, and just whistling through the woods.
I mean, that's my regular daily diet. I mean, it just would be transplanted into the woods would seem more granola-y, more crunchy.
That's true. It makes you sad that you, if you drove like I wouldn't be surprised if you drove a Range Rover. Like, that's how I know you don't buy into any kind of fucking pre-made lifestyle. Cause like your diet and a lot of your attitude would lead people to believe like this fucking guy probably gets in his damn Range Rover and puts on a hat with flaps.
Yeah, when really I'm usually just wearing the freest clothes I can get and eating Whole Foods because it's like cheaper ingredients just to buy things out of a bulk bin.
I love buying things out of bins now. That's a huge fucking deal for me. Like, you can get almost anything out of a big bin now if you go to a place. Like a bulk barrel. That's how I get my gummy bear. You can find yourself with a lot of gummy bears if you do that.
Well, yeah, candy bulk is a different situation. There's a really amazing candy store near me that I get to go to regularly. And they have a classics room that has like all of your favorites. Then they have a chocolate room, and then they have a fucking gummy room with stuff from all around the world. They have the whole Haribo line, everything, and then all kinds of other shit. I'm a big fan of the bulk anything.
They got a gummy rat. Do they got any gummy rats in there?
I think there's a good selection of gummy animals.
I love
gummy. I don't know if a loose gummy rat, though. I don't know. That's a pretty tall order.
Gummy rats were a fucking big deal. Big fucking enormous. They were gummy rat size, you know?
Like, yeah,
rat
size.
Like New York rats. Like the only the kind of rats you see in the Big Apple.
I really want to buy that 5-pound gummy bear. Like every year when Christmas comes around, I want to get it. But I think what I'm going to – I want to get it as a gift, but it's really expensive. They're like $30. And I think I want to get one and cut it into slices like a cake. Like I'm going to bring that as a dessert, I think. I want to have a big-ass slice of gummy bear.
That's a good gift, man. With the
whipped cream on top?
I want the giant Reese cups, man.
Oh, yeah, they have those. And they have a really large Kit Kat as well. Like a Kit Kat's the size of like a 2x4.
Yeah, I want to be able to cut them fucking things with a knife. Like sit down with a knife and fork. Yeah. Like when people go to a steakhouse and they get all fucking amped about it, they put a napkin up in their thing and they're like really excited. That's how I want to enjoy just a big, enormous cup of water, a joint, and fucking one of those 2-pound Reese cups.
I saw they had sour belts. They had a big box full of that, and I just wanted to grab one end of it and start sucking it down my mouth and never stop.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Man. You know what my favorite shit was when I was a kid is grape bubble tape? Maybe I'll have to go get some of that.
Oh, yeah. That stuff was juicy. Your whole mouth would just start filling up.
Yeah. Oh, man, that stuff was fucking good. God damn, man.
I was more big league chew.
I saw somebody on Twitter say to mix grape Kool-Aid and pink lemonade in Kool-Aid. And that's supposed to be a good Kool-Aid flavor. So for you, those of you people out there, and I drank Kool-Aid till I was like 28. So like, I'm not judging you at all for drinking Kool-Aid. That is a good flavor out there.
Yeah, I would say also no judgment, but you do eventually... You can't go back. Sometimes you just leave it and can never go back. I never had that combination. I never thought about that.
Yeah. If you never drink Kool-Aid, like if you haven't drank Kool-Aid in 3 days, you're probably never going to drink Kool-Aid again.
You think that's all it takes, a 3-day break?
Yeah, because you're like, fuck, I don't, I just,
I'm going to stick with that? Water. Why would I mix that back up again? All that sugar.
Yeah. It's just cheap, though, man. It's a cheap fucking luxury. You can get like 7 of them for a quarter.
Yeah, and it does. It tastes better than water. Like, water's pretty bland in comparison as far as taste goes.
That is true. When I was at the community college, I knew there was this girl in my drawing class, and we used to talk while we were drawing, and she used to like drink Mio. She used to have those little drops you put in the water. She's like, I can't stand the taste of water.
It just gets on my nerves.
Fucking disgusting. I just started thinking about like, man, just go back to tell the people from one generation ago that you can't, like, I just don't like water. It's like, fuck, man, you gotta like water. Just drink the fucking water. But I guess that's not true because we were drinking Kool-Aid. Like, I'm one generation removed from Mio's and it was just me drinking fucking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, that it's a problem. I don't think that, you know, society has supported the best themes or ideas. And definitely, we know someone that's a nutritionist, and she says all the time, people are like, ugh, I just can't stand water. And it's like, that's just something, you can't hold that opinion. You're just not allowed to do that. There's no arguing your way out of it. You have to like water. That's just no more. It's in the Bible. It's just, that's how it is.
Nobody's forcing you to drink water, but you got to drink water. You know what I mean? Like, here's the deal. Like, I know there are a lot of flavor concepts for water, for hydration now.
Yeah, there's freestyle sodas and so many flavor combos available, but you got to go with the plain Jane a lot of times, really.
Most yeah, more time. Times
more,
than...
More than yes, more than the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, a lot more than the fucking Mountain Dew, too. Oh, man. That is funny. I love that. Like, but
my wife, I mean, that's how it, my wife is obsessed with the sparkling water. She's like, she doesn't like regular water. It has to be infused with bubbles.
Oh, man. See, I drink a lot of the sparkling stuff, too, but I also like to have a big cup of fucking, you know, still water.
Yeah, I like a big glass of water from the bathroom sink.
That's true. I do. I'll drink a glass of water from the bathroom sink sometimes. I don't care. I know some people think that's weird.
Yeah, I'll get it
from the tub. I'll get it from the tub faucet if I have to.
Yes, tastes good.
Number fucking one, man. It's Arnold Classic weekend here. So, like, what that means to the listeners that aren't in Columbus, Ohio, is that like a bunch of hunks are going to show up to town and eat steak and clog up toilets.
Yeah, it's pretty legendary. We know people in the restaurant industry, and they do protein nights. Like, they pretty much are going to have like selling people whole barnyards full of animals. It'll be double steak deals, you know, double chicken sandwich night somewhere, two burger specials, and then they destroy the toilets. That's what I've heard.
That's basically what it looks like from the service workers' perspective.
From several from all the people I've known in that industry, that's one complaint they have, is that they come in rude as hell, they eat up all the bacon, and rock the facilities.
And, like, I just want people to understand that, like, that is another side of, like, there's a look at what, like, gentrification, there's a look at what, like, tourism, that's the other side of tourism, is the people that are like, oh, I gotta fucking keep plunging this toilet.
Yeah.
All this great tourism in town. Exactly. All this money's flowing.
There's a commercial on all the great reasons to come to Columbus, Ohio, but There's people that the people that are there to maintain it all, to make sure everything stays nice and clean. It's not a joyous occasion. We're not happy to come to look at your physiques when we know that you're just as disgusting as everybody else.
Yeah. Well, it's just there's a lot of people. You know, they come from all over the world. It's the same thing. I mean, this is what it is for, like, people in D.C. or people in New York and stuff like that. This is what it is all the fucking time. You know, it's all fucking – there's a whole tourism industry built up. Like, there's not necessarily the same kind of infrastructure for tourism in Columbus that there is in, like, New York. In D.C., so it's a little different here. Like, parking comes at a premium. Parking becomes, like, big city prices here, like $25. It costs $25 to park a car during this weekend downtown. So, like, you kind of lose a part of the city. But it's like, I guess the money coming is great for the people that work at the restaurants, but I don't think they get bonuses. They just get a shitload more hours, you know?
And tips.
Yeah, tips. Yeah, there will be a lot of tips for the people at the restaurants. Not for the people that are, like, sweeping up the streets or anything outside. They're not going to get – they're just going to get a lot of overtime. But, sure. Oh, man. It's cool, though. I mean, the thing about it is when you live in, a mid-sized city like this, when something rolls through town, it's like, this feels kind of special. Like, I feel like I'm in a special place for once. Like, when Rock on the Range just happened, I'm like in the center of the universe.
You can tell that a lot of strangers came, right, to see this event. And, yeah, I mean, it is pretty interesting. The wrestling is pretty big. Like, they did the wrestling there last year. We went and saw that weekend. And there is always some good fighting. Martial arts is happening. There's also, like, dancing. There's a whole bunch of shit that happens there, actually.
Yeah. People eating fucking egg whites.
Yeah, lots of egg whites, smoothies.
A lot of people fucking eating egg whites and getting on a motorcycle, or not, exercise bike, motorcycles. The Easy Rider convention's in a couple weeks. They're gonna have a Son of Anarchy there.
Which one?
Chibs. Chibs is going to be there.
Chibs is going to be in the city?
No, Tig. Tig's going to be in the city. I believe it's
even
Tig.
Better.
I know. You love Tig.
You got to go see that guy, right? You're going to go see him, right?
No, it always costs a bunch of money to get into those fucking things, man. Like, Freddy Krueger's in town all the time, too. And I used to love Freddy Krueger. I'd love to go fucking see Freddy, like, go meet Freddy Krueger. But I'm like, I don't have money. I don't have money to go meet fucking Freddy Krueger. I don't have Freddy Krueger money.
You're right. All the fandom stuff. I know someone that's heavily into just fandom. And those guys are really don't want to talk to you unless you got money. And wrestling's the same way. Those older guys that fall around in conventions and charge $20 for photos and $65 to do your voicemail and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm just like, it's like a time is money thing. I don't want to hire you to, like, be your friend or something, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. What would be the other way to meet Freddie? I think Freddie should be out and about. Like, we should maybe just pay him a general income so that he can be out and about meeting people more naturally, so that you can just be like, yeah, I totally met Freddie the other night. Like, it would be better if he was out, like, enriching the world instead of, like, just people that wear Hawaiian shirts and trilby hats are flocking to him. Like, it would just be better for him to be a part of Gen Pop citizenry, maybe pay for him to have a little more of a comfortable lifestyle, but it would be better for all of us because we get, like, it would spread around some of the luxury. Spread around some of the luxury of getting to hang out with Freddie or bump into Freddie at the grocery store.
This is perfect.
He's like actually. In Pulaski, Iowa. He's there and he knocks your French bread and apologizes profusely and says he'll buy one for you and then tells you, you know, a little tidbit about what it was like to be on set during number three, you know, or whatever it was, shooting on the, all that shit. And instead of sitting at a desk bored, like, just shilling people for money.
We'll create a government grant for his appearances, you know,
for all of them. That's all the mildly famous people. All of the get Kane Hodder all out there. Any of the Jasons.
Well, we've talked about this before too, man. You know, if Freddy Krueger's done enough, like he's done like he gets to skate for the rest of his life. He fucking did his thing. It's like when a football player retires. They're always like, well, the football player has to get the college degree because when he retires, he has to be able to get a job because they retire so young. And it's like, no, they just get to live for the rest of their life. Like, we're going to make sure that the football player gets to live for the rest of his life. That makes more sense to me. That's a better deal.
Yeah, I saw a weird video. Did you see that weird video? These guys thought they were picking a fight with some homeless person until they found out it was an ex-NFL player. You know, like, then they were sorry. And I was like, no one else. People are still talking about this fight and not why, how sad it is that this dude. How did this guy that played football for everybody end up like this?
They never wanted to. That's something that you can't ever. Like, it almost is like. Because we can't even convince people on welfare. It feels like it might even almost be easier to do it that way, right?
What? To just put it, just get what? Benefits?
Just pay them for the rest of their fucking life. Just for the rest of their life.
That's all we're trying to do. I think that's all we want. Like, just money is the problem. Spread it around. That's what we're looking for. That's what all of
fucking
our solutions
screech,
end up being.
Screech stabbed somebody. That motherfucker did how many episodes of that Saved by the Bell TV show? Okay? Fuck it. He produced it all early on. We just got to take care of him now. He's a fucking... I know. We created him.
Yeah. We made him... we made Screech into a thing, and he was important to a lot of people, so... Let him get by on that, because otherwise we're stuck with a monster.
Exactly.
Danny Bonaducci, like, let him skate. Let him just, we have to relieve the pressure for some of these people.
Yeah. Don't make him fucking have to earn a living forever after he was a movie star when he was, like, 11, you know?
It's a sick world, man. Who knows? Our culture
is fucked up.
It's so out there. And the culmination of a Donald Trump presidency really transcends everything I've thought of where we could end up. So
I love it. I didn't think it would go this fast. It was one of those things where it was like, it feels like kind of a slow meltdown, really. And now it just feels full-fledged, where it's like, a lot of people are pretty pissed right now.
See, and that's the thing, too, is I haven't seen it. There's nothing official, and there still is. It's not like a shoe-in. There's still a lot of time to go. So that's what I think is weird. I feel like people are giving up when they shouldn't, and that's what I'm not understanding, is whether it's just people giving in and kind of just making it happen, or if it really is a shoe-in.
I don't know. I don't know how the fucking shit works, man.
It's
half the
weird.
Time, like both people are like, I think I can still win. And I'm like, either they're both kind of delusional or whatever, or, you know.
Yeah.
One of them, or, you know.
Yeah,
one
someone
of them's
just
right.
Won't swallow their pride.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. It's been a wonderful week of shows this week, I think. Maybe we'll get a... Yeah, I think so. I think so. I feel good about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I do, too. I want to say thank you to everybody that's donated recently. You know, we're still working on this court thing. I have to go meet with the lawyer sometime by the end of this month. So it's going to be a slower process. I still have money set to the side that everybody's donated to put towards that. And I did send some to WCRS as well. They needed a boost for hosting and things like that. So I did hook them up with some of the cash that y'all have sent our way. As always, we appreciate it. You know, the show starts and we get into it. And then by the end of it, you've heard it all. We don't stop to tell you any information about underwear or produce or anything else. No one's shopped for your clothes, nothing like that. We don't really see the reason to do that, and we're not going to put our name and put our ourselves on the line for something that has little reward for us. So we don't like to do the advertising thing. We see it as a performance, as something that's doesn't have to be supported by, you know, nacho cheese or automobiles. So anything you give to us is just a thank you. You know, free admission, and please donate what you think is worthy by going to streetfightradio.com. Click on the support tab. There's a PayPal link. If you don't have a PayPal account, you can still donate right through that PayPal link. For now, that's all we got for donations. We are working on getting some other things together, but I'll keep you posted on that. I want to say thank you to all of you, Chase and Aunt T and Phil and Elizabeth and all the people that have donated recently. Sam, I know I'm going to forget all of you, but you know, I sent you all thank yous personally. It does mean a lot. We will be back as always. Let someone know. Rate us on iTunes if you feel like doing it. I don't really care about that shit, but it does help. At least share. Twitter, Facebook, any of those things. Let other people know about it. StreetFightRadio.com is the place to find everything that we do. We will see you next week. Peace.